Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
Just above that red bit, Kingdom of Egypt. And if you go over to the right, that much, okay. Whatever, you come to Babylon. And that's where Ezra is. But he came from Jerusalem, or at least his people came from Jerusalem. And you can see that great big red dotted line all around there. That's the Persian Empire as it was at the time. And it takes in Turkey, Bulgaria, Northern Greece, Egypt, Israel, a bit of Libya, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Azerbaijan, Iran, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. Now that is quite an empire. And all sorts of different peoples and all sorts of difficult places. And the problem for the Israelites is that they have been in exile now for over 200 years. And everybody who is healthy and well and gifted in any way has been removed out of Israel and Jerusalem and is living around Babylon and other places. So we're continuing the idea of being on a journey. And Ezra is literally going on a journey, as we're about to read here. And one of the things that struck me with Ezra is that he probably isn't familiar with the place that he's going to. Right? He's on his way back to Jerusalem. Now, he may have grown up in Jerusalem as a child, because what this empire did was that when people reached the point in their lives where they become useful for the empire, they would have been taken away and placed somewhere else to work, or to run something, or to farm, or to mine, or to dig, or whatever it was, men and women. But they picked them up as they... So Ezra may have grown up in Jerusalem or around there and has been moved. But anyway, he would only have a childhood memory of that. Or he has maybe been born to one of the families that was taken away, and maybe has spent his whole life in Babylon. We're not completely sure. But he has had incredible courage, and he has asked King Artaxerxes if there's any chance that he could go back to Jerusalem and do something there. So we're reading from Ezra chapter 7, verse 11. This is a copy of the letter King Artaxerxes had given to Ezra the priest, a teacher of the law, a man learned in matters concerning the commands and decrees of the Lord for Israel. Artaxerxes, King of Kings, to Ezra the priest, teacher of the law of the God of heaven. Greetings. Now I decree that any of the Israelites in my kingdom, including priests and Levites, who volunteer to go to Jerusalem with you, may go. That's a very important thing that has happened there. You are sent by the king and his seven advisors to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. Moreover, you are to take with you the silver and gold that the king and his advisors have freely given to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, together with all the silver and gold you may obtain from the province of Babylon, as well as the freewill offerings of the people and priests for the temple of their God in Jerusalem. With this money, be sure to buy bulls, rams, and male lambs, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, and sacrifice them on the altar of the temple of your God in Jerusalem. You and your fellow Israelites may then do whatever seems best with the rest of the silver and gold in accordance with the will of your God. Deliver to the God of Jerusalem all the articles entrusted to you for worship in the temple of your God and anything else needed for the temple of your God that you're responsible to supply. You may provide from the royal treasury. Now I, King Artaxerxes, decree that all the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates are to provide with diligence whatever Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law of the God of heaven, may ask of you. Up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of olive oil, and salt without limit. Whatever the God of heaven has prescribed, let it be done with diligence for the temple of the God of heaven. Why should his wrath fall in the realm of the king and of his sons? You are also to know that you have no authority to impose taxes, tribute, or duty on any of the priests, Levites, musicians, gatekeepers, temple servants, or other workers at this house of God. And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates, all who know the laws of your God. and you're to teach any who do not know them. Whoever does not obey the law of your God and the law of the king must surely be punished by death, banishment, confiscation of property, or imprisonment. Praise be to the Lord, the God... This is Ezra now. That's the letter over. Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put into the king's heart to bring honour to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favour to me before the king and his advisers and all the king's powerful officials. Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go with me back to Jerusalem. This is an enormous turnaround in the history of these people. Ezra has been told he can go back, and he's being sent with all sorts of support, resources, money, things, gold, all sorts of stuff to set about the task of rebuilding Jerusalem. And he's also given incredible permission to go to other people and wave the letter at them and say, it says here, King Artaxerxes says you have to contribute to the task. So hand it over and I will take it back. And then they're also told that it also says that you have no authority over us to impose taxes or duties or anything else on us. What an amazing time that was for Ezra and the people who decided to go with him. Now, wouldn't it be very exciting to be given a letter like that, that gives you all that authority and all that possibility and all that responsibility and that huge task? And as I pondered on this during the week, and it's the reason I picked the passage of scripture, it's because we have been given that letter. We have it. It's this bit of the Bible. It starts at the New Testament. It's this. That's the authority given to us from not the empire, the emperor Artaxerxes, but from the king of the world. Has written it all in there. Of who he is, the authority that he has, what he has done, what he has achieved through his death, through his resurrection, what he has passed on to us, the responsibilities of it, the challenges of it, and the resources for it are all written about and passed on to us. And at this point in the life of our church here in Beaver, there's something that we've been trying to do. We've been trying to build the ministry team in the place, and we have this sense of wanting to build pathways and of taking us on a journey where there are ways that we can move forward and things can happen with us. And so that people, that you, all of us, can feel as if we're making progress in the things of God and in the things of being part of this community, this faith community, this church, this congregation, and part of this wider world, this community here and this city that we're part of. And to create intentionally some of the pathways, some of the ways forwards that will help us to do that. Now, I had another wee picture, but I think it's probably disappeared, the one of the tube trains. Yeah, it's gone. Okay. You've been on tubes in London, haven't you? At some point, if you've ever been in London, you've got to get on a tube train. And there's that incredibly intricate map of all the colours of all the different routes that the trains are on. And the wonderful thing about the pathways in London, the underground pathways, is that you can choose your route. So you can jump on one line, you can go three stations, jump off, go up an escalator or down a lift or whatever it is, find another one that takes you another bit, and then find another one. And there, the possibilities for how you get from where you started to where you end up are limitless. And that's the wonderful thing about what it means to be followers of Jesus. We're all on that journey. There's a direction. There's a way we're going towards Christ, into the things of God, into the things of togetherness, into the things of the world. That's the up and the in and the out. But the journey is, to a large extent, is up to you and me to decide what journey are we on. How are we going to take that forwards? What are we going to do? Now, another thing that has come quite strongly to me in the last wee while is every time we baptise a baby here, we as a crowd promise to create the environment in which that child will grow and will grow in the things of faith. Now, obviously, we aren't responsible for all of its feeding and all of its education and all of that, but we're responsible for creating something for that family, for that child to grow. And I think Catherine and Chris and Olivia and others are already working on the pathways that will create something for that child from birth all the way through to adult life. Opportunities to grow in faith, to grow in part of the community, and to be involved in mission out into our world. And that's an intentional pathway that we would like to have in place, that people can join in with, take part in, and enjoy and grow in and everything else. We also want, now, some of this is in here, in this Ezra chapter 7, because the letter that Artaxerxes gave to Ezra told him that he had to go to Jerusalem and provide everything for the worship and for the people of God, and he provided all the resources for them to do that. In the same way in the New Testament, that's exactly what Jesus has done for us. He has told us to build the community of God, to build the church, to put in place the things that are needed to help people to grow and to become what they need to become, or what they would like to become, or what God would like to do in our lives. So trying to put some of those things in place, things like Kingdom Women, things like being on the big night out, where it's growing community, growing togetherness, learning from God, learning from other churches, learning from other people. We want to be doing all of that intentionally, and beginning to see how that works out for all of us. There's another thing that Ezra is told here that he has to do, is that he has to go back and not just create the faith environment for the temple and the worship, but it says that he has to appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people. And what he's saying there is that he has to go back and create the community for all this to happen in. And again, I think that's something that we want to be doing here, is building the sense of community and belonging and opportunities. And I mentioned something last week, and I think this is a crucial part of all of this, is that we would love to start some new small groups as a congregation. And we'll be doing that between now and Easter. In a couple of weeks' time, there'll be an opportunity to start. They'll be in people's homes. Some of them will be in the church buildings. They'll be at different times. But we're all going to follow a seven-week course. And it won't be 7 weeks in a row. There will be week gaps because it's spread out between now and Easter. And somehow in the muddle of who we are, we've come up with a great wee name. I'm sure you've heard of other churches have house groups, small groups, kinship groups, cell groups,
life groups,
journey groups, dull groups, collapsing groups, run out of steam groups, and on it goes. We've all been in all of those. We've tried. Sometimes it's wonderful and sometimes it isn't. So we're going to give it a go, and hopefully we'll have the courage to review them every now and again and see if they're working, see if it needs to change, times need to change, or whatever's happening in them needs to change. But an opportunity for people, for us, to be on that journey of there'll be an up content to them. There's an in content, because we get to know each other, we get to listen to each other and share in each other's lives. And there will be an out content, in the sense that we'll be encouraging each other after we've been together to go back to our normal lives, to go back to work, to go back to our families, to go back and facing all the challenges and difficulties that we all face. So I didn't tell you what the name was. We've come up with a great wee name. Chris, did you come up with the name?
It was one of your suggestions.
I had a fantastic suggestion, and nobody liked it. But that was just my plan to get other people thinking.
So, what is a
about another possible name? So, anyway, are we ready, Gemma?
You're going to see this on the screen. A hubble is a closely gathered group, or mass, or heap, or bunch. Penguins huddle. Or teams huddle. And often, friends huddle.
Hi, huddle up,
turn over here.
Wait for me. Oh, cool, this is my first huddle.
You can huddle up, you can huddle in. And huddles come in many forms. There's the morning huddle. There's a team huddle. There's a safety huddle. There's the coach's huddle. There's a huddle room. There's a daily huddle, or there's a weekly huddle. There's even a holy huddle. Huddles provide comfort and warmth when the world seems cold and scary. And huddles give inspiration and strength when you're about to get out there and be amazing. Huddles are a great place to be when you don't know exactly what you're doing.
Phoebe, you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Joey's going to catch it and you and I are going to block.
What's block?
Phoebe, I thought you said you knew what you were doing.
I thought you meant in life. Great.
And the best thing of all is huddles are coming soon to Beaver.
Brilliant. Good name, Chris. So, for the next 7 weeks, we're going to call them huddles. Okay. And the idea is just people gathering together in a relaxed, informal way to kind of have a look at some things from the Bible. The pattern that we're going to use is the sermon that is preached. We're going to use the course, and there'll be resources provided for that, questions, discussion ideas, things like that. There may even be something you'll be able to watch together on a TV, but that the sermon and the huddle night will connect to one another so that we're journeying together. And I don't want you to feel under pressure or feel guilty or feel in any way left out if you're not at the point on your journey where you're ready to get into a huddle. But if you think it's something you'd like to try, or you've tried it before and it didn't enjoy it that much, maybe you want to try it again. But we're going to give it a go and see what happens, because there is a creating of community and a creating of purpose and of helping each other along that journey. So that's, and again, another one of the pathways. That's a sort of in pathway we want to create for people so they can grow and feel they belong in all of this. But there's a third. So there's that sort of intentional pathway that we want to create through the years. There's an intentional pathway we want to create of growing in community and in life together. And there's another pathway that I need to mention to you. And back before Christmas, I talked to you about our mission side of things and how we have largely finished our commitment to the hospital in India, right? We've sent the last amount of money off. But I went on to talk about how we still want to support the ministry that goes on in India, but we also want to expand what we're supporting so that we're supporting stuff in Beaver, and we're supporting stuff like All Nations and the Larder in Belfast, and we want to support our youth and our children's and our Gen BP people in doing mission out through their relationships and networks. And what I need to say to you today is that we also need to be on a pathway to pay for it all. So I need to mention money to you. And that's not a bad thing, because Jesus mentioned it lots of times. And it's in the letter from Artaxerxes to Ezra. Ezra was told that on his way back to Jerusalem, he was to stop off along with every community that he came to, and he was to ask them to supply. I, King Artaxerxes, and here's a letter, and I'm sure Ezra loved waving it at people. Now, I, King Artaxerxes, decree that all the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates, that's that whole map area, are to provide with diligence whatever Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law of God of heaven, may ask of you. Then he goes on to say the silver and the wheat and the baths of wine and the baths of olive oil and salt without limit and everything else. So, to go down the out pathway, which is us as a congregation reaching out to people through All Nations in North Belfast, helping orphans in India, helping do some of the projects that Carson has started to work on in this very community where we're sitting, supporting people who are going to be out there doing some of that stuff. At the minute, our number 3 account which was our India account. It was originally the mission account, and then for the 10 years when we were trying to build that hospital, it became known as the India account. But it's back to number 3 account, mission account. It brings in about £1,200 a month. We probably would like to aim for about double that to be able to support the things that we talk about. And you remember I showed you pictures of amounts and percentages and everything. You're going to get all of this next week, by the way, in our annual parish magazine. It will be printed and ready to come out next week. So you'll see all the facts and figures of everything else. But I wanted to invite you to consider being on the pathway, intentionally being on the pathway, to make sure we can pay for everything. Yeah? This time last year, I took out an extra standing order because we were trying to finish that last sum of money for India. And I got a notification this week from a bank that I said I would pay for a year into that, and I got a notification to say that it has ceased. So just like you, I need to be thinking, am I going to put that back in place? Am I going to increase it or shrink it or whatever I'm going to do? But how do I get on this pathway that Ezra was also on to see that everything is resourced and everything's paid for? So number 3 account isn't... Our number 1 account is what we pay for all our running costs and everything else out of, and it's doing very well at the minute. But number 3 account will not pay for the missions that we want to support and the things that we want to do. So I want to encourage you to think about that. Maybe wait till next week, see all the facts and figures printed, and have a wee look and think about maybe I could support some of that or be involved in some of that and try to help some of that come into being. So some of the pathways. I think what Julie has been talking about, the pathways to supporting our children and our young people, the pathways to building our sense of community, through some of the things that Catherine has talked about, the pathways to growing our sense of worship. Jeffrey last week was inviting people, if you'd like to join the musicians, the singers, and creating pathways that allow us to reach out into our world will require participation. But at the minute, we need to increase our support of it in terms of finance. So you'll see all of that next week when this magazine thing comes out. You'll be able to read it and look at it all in there. Right at the very end of Ezra, he says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honour to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way." Let's pray for a wee moment. Lord, thank you for putting us here in Beaver. Thank you for the enormity of the challenge that is all around us. Thank you for promising us the resources and the people and the gifts and everything that we need to meet the challenge and to go forwards. So we pray that you would just help us to see how we participate in that, what we need to be doing, how we grow in this, how we walk in this journey. But please take us forwards, Lord. Show us your way. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.